And partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
The hardest working tractor is always the easiest to work with. Prairie Land Partners offers over 200 hard working attachments to accompany your John Deere compact utility tractor. From pallet forks, backhoes, box blades, rotary mowers and tillers to rear blades, they have the attachments to tackle the jobs that you and your property demand. Stop by any Prairie Land Partners location or visit them online to learn more.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning. It is 7:21, 59 degrees, on our way to 73 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Riley Day, conductor of the Emporia Symphony Orchestra. Performance coming up tomorrow night. Riley, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Absolutely, yes. We have the Emporia Symphony Orchestra has a concert coming up tomorrow at 7:30 in Albert Taylor Hall, and we are going to be partnering up with the Emporia Humane Society with a concert, and you're able to donate some of the money to help the animal shelter here in town.
Good deal.
We have a bunch of songs programmed that are all animal themed. That include Die Fledermaus, which in German means the bat, and that's by Johann Strauss. We have a song by George Gershwin, "Embraceable You." We have Peter and the Wolf, which is going to be narrated by Emporia's own Marsha Lawrence as well, along with many others, so it's going to be great.
You mentioned here Peter and the Wolf. That, if memory serves me correctly, that is actually going to be the theme here for the concert, along with the other pieces that you've mentioned. Riley, let me ask you here, kind of, you know, with this in play, the partnership here with the Humane Society, how did you wind up setting the list of music? Did you wind up getting some input here from the Humane Society, or is this one of those things where you put your head to it and said, hey, we've got some options, here's what we're going to do?
The latter, and I actually got my dog from the Humane Society. I think it's a great cause here in town. I think they do wonderful things, and I wanted to help them out, and so did my colleagues, and we thought this would be a great opportunity.
And Riley Day, conductor of the Emporia Symphony Orchestra, Peter and the Wolf, tomorrow night performance. And let's talk about the orchestra itself, Riley. Are your numbers good?
Our numbers are good, yes, and I'm the interim director this year, and there will be another director next year when they find a violin and viola professor, but this year I've had the honor of doing it, and the symphony has been extremely helpful while I take on this process for a year. I'm also the conductor of the middle school and the high school orchestras, and I've loved every minute of doing it, and everybody at the university has been extremely kind to me, and I'm really excited for this concert and the next concert in April, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity.
Riley, you mentioned here about, you know, the other projects that you've got going on. You didn't mention here about the musician work that you have, you know, as part of several different bands outside of, you know, what you're doing here with the middle school and the high school. The question comes up is how you balance your schedule now with all of this music here, and how does being involved in all of these different music groups and music organizations help to drive you?
I love doing it. It doesn't feel like work to me. I have to balance it very carefully, obviously, and keeping a very detailed calendar always helps. And like I said, it never seems like work to me, and it's a passion that I have. So it helps it keeps me going every day, and that's what fuels me is having all of these opportunities to play and opportunities to teach kids and opportunities to engage in the community. That's really important to me.
Well, and this really is community-oriented, too. The Emporia Symphony Orchestra collaboration, Emporia State University, and members of the Emporia community. Do they mesh well in this orchestra, Riley?
I think they do, yes. And this is an opportunity for high school kids, college kids, the community members, and we even have a middle school double bass player in the bass section, and everybody in town who is passionate about this and enjoys doing it gets together and plays, and that's something that I value very highly, not only for community bonding and community enhancement, but also giving the college kids and the kids in USD 253 an opportunity to play higher level music, and I just think it's terrific.
I have to ask, Riley, given the fact that you've been, you know, associated here with Emporia High School and Emporia Middle School now for several years, do you have some of your middle school slash high school students that are part of the Symphony Orchestra now as college students?
I do, yes. There's been several students over the years that go to the university, and whether or not they're music majors, sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't, but they still do it because they love it, and it feels good to know that I've helped inspire that process.
Well, Riley, give us the time and location for the Symphony Orchestra performance of Peter and the Wolf tomorrow night.
Yes, absolutely. It's 7:30 in Albert Taylor Hall.
All right. So what about admission?
It's $5 for students. It's $10 for adults, and you're able to donate to the Humane Society at the door.
Will there be any canine greeters tomorrow night?
Ah.
I'm not sure about that. We're still working out the logistics, but we'll see.
Okay. I think I'll, if you don't mind, I'll go ahead and bug Stephanie about that. Stephanie Achille with the Humane Society, and we may have a little bit of an update on that here before the day is out. Riley, anything else you wanted to bring up here with the concert here coming up tomorrow night?
It's going to be a great show. We have Marsha Lawrence narrating Peter and the Wolf. She's an Emporia gem. We love her, and I'm very excited about it.
Well, Riley, great job this morning. We appreciate it, and good luck tomorrow night. We can't wait to hear the Emporia Symphony Orchestra do their thing. We appreciate it.
Thank you, KVOE, so much for having me.
Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, Riley Day, the interim director of the Emporia Symphony Orchestra. That should be the new director in play, probably next year, you'd think.
You'd think, although sounds like, you know, the Symphony Orchestra hasn't missed a beat, literally, with Riley as the director there, only the third director, I think, in Symphony Orchestra history since that's been revamped. And did want to let you know that we do have newsmaker spots open here this week. Last week, ours filled really quickly. We do have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday open now, so if you want one of those, call us at 342-1400. Tomorrow's, though, is full. We have tournament director Tom McAvoy talking about the Class 5A State Basketball Tournament this week at White Auditorium.
That's right. And our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. 728, 59 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Some of us seem to have trouble remembering that those red lights on our dash are not for decoration. The check engine light means exactly that. Your engine needs to be checked by a professional. For all the issues that need attention, Lloyd's Auto Repair in Emporia is there for you. Lloyd's is a full-service shop with